and I auditioned at 10:30, and this voice in the stall said, no any more jokes? So I told some old jokes. Do you know another song? I said, I haven't got any music. He said, Ronnie will busk for you. This is Ronnie Bridges, a pianist who became a friend. And then in the, thank you, I thought, well, that's it. And then another man who became a friend called John Law comes on the stage. He said, dressing room 12A. I said, sorry, what are you talking about? He said, you've got the job. I was on the stage at 12:30 after auditioning at 10:30. You know, you're in automatic pilot. You're out of it. You don't know what's going on. And the old man, 6 shows a day, 6 days a week, 36 shows. I can't believe it myself looking back. And the old man had me in his office between every show that day, between the fish tank and the desk. Do your act. Come on. It was only about 12 minutes, yeah, you know. And he changed it. You tell that joke too soon. That's a good joke. Leave that till the end. He was a brilliant man. And I rang my mother in Leeds and said, I'm a windmill comedian. She said, no idea what I was talking about. But what a school that was, because they'd come to see. They weren't strippers, my mates. They were nudes, posing completely still on the stage. It's another world, isn't it? And the customers came to see them. So you learned to die with dignity if you were a comedian. You know, if you got a big laugh, any laugh in the afternoon, you were thrilled. And it brightened up later when they come out the pub, you know. But I'm so grateful I was there. What a school that was. 36 shows a week. Yeah, it's my introduction to London. And Soho was my village. And Soho's bland now. It's quite boring. Smart restaurants and stuff. It was sleazy in those days. It was more fun.